Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Oh, sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
And good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:41 here on Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners, those listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340 on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com. And you get to check us out on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, in addition to all of your social media platforms. Just make sure you follow us on CN2 and WRHI. As you know, once a week on Tuesday, we check in with our various public school districts throughout York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District, and we have the one and only Dr. LaToya Dixon joining us. And good morning to you, Dr. Dixon.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
Well, we're better because you're here.
We are. We are saying it's been a while, but you have certainly shared the wisdom and knowledge that's going on over there, but we love having you.
Oh, we sure do.
Thank you so much.
Well, our story dates back long, long time ago, where it's not a cute age to say that anymore, but I've known Dr. Dixon for such a long time, and she is remarkable, and so glad that she is at the York School District, and that's what we're going to learn about, some of the headlines coming out of the York School District. So, Dr. Dixon, we'll start with some great news. Your school bond passed.
Yes, we are so excited about that and very thankful to our community who clearly believes in a quality public education for the children of York. In a time such as these, where it's very difficult to bring people together, I think hats off to our entire school community, our school board, and of course our Yes for York Schools bond referendum committee, who did a wonderful job advocating, sharing the facts about the bond.
So it was a $90 million school bond referendum. Schools pass school bonds because they see growth either happening now or coming online pretty soon. So this will address what exactly, and what's the timeline of when we'll see some dirt turning?
Well, typically new schools open, it takes about 3 years to build a new school. And this will address the building of an additional middle school. And then our Parenting Partnerships and Family Resource Center will be renovated to become an early childhood center, which will centralize early childhood services for all of our students. It'll include all of our 4K programs, our preschool disabilities program, as well as our Montessori program. So we're really excited to have an opportunity to really focus in on early childhood.
And also think just some land, to purchase some land for future growth down the way as well.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Perfect. And so when do I know you said about 3 years to build a new school, but is there a timeline yet of when we could see some movement?
Well, our superintendent, along with our assistant superintendent for finance, has been working with the architects that's been awarded, who will work on the renovation of the early childhood center and the building of the middle school. And so we're just beginning those conversations to talk about programmatically what should the interior portions of those buildings look like, how do they need to be designed. So we're at the very early stages of that. We ought to have more information about a clear timeline after we get through some of those meetings.
Also, as part of the election earlier this month, gosh, it seems like it was like 3 years ago.
No. It does.
It's not even a month since the election. You were able to elect board members, some returning and some are some new faces.
Yes, we have three returning board members. Our chair, Mr. Scott Childers, is returning. Our vice chair, Mr. Chris Revels, and Mr. Wade Anderson. And we have new board member, Mr. Thomas Wilkerson. We're very excited to have him coming on board.
Perfect. And some of them have been sworn in. Some will be sworn in over the next week or two at the next board meeting.
Right.
Perfect. All right. So you mentioned one of your programs, and it's one that we had a chance here a couple months ago to learn more about. It's your Parenting Partnership Program, and there's some more news coming from there.
Yes. Last week, Children's Trust of South Carolina was in York School District 1 to feature and do some filming at Parenting Partnerships. They talked with some of our families, our parent educators, our coordinator of the parenting program, Ms. Jessica Elliott. Those videos will be used nationally and at the state level as a model for the Parenting Partnerships program. We were one of three programs in the state selected, and it really speaks to the hard work of Ms. Elliott and her staff to really make a difference in our community in the early childhood years. You know, Lucas, one of the interesting facts about our school district is each school district in South Carolina has to administer what's called a kindergarten readiness assessment. And so when children arrive in kindergarten, we are assessing them to see how ready are they to learn. And this is all about the experiences children have from birth to five. And what we notice in our school district, which is quite different from our neighbors, is that 75% of our children are not ready for kindergarten. But if you look at our recent report card, we had a 70% college or career readiness rate. So we almost produce a 100% return on investment. It takes our students a little longer to get there because they come with deficits that we have to work through. But we work very hard so when they exit the system, they're ready.
Dr. Dixon, wow. I mean, that right there speaks the reasons why it is a model nationally. And we certainly had the chance to interview and get to know the Early Learning Group last month. And so I encourage you to go back into those archive files. But for those that missed it, when you think about this model, certainly there's some on-site and then some mobile ways that you're reaching the students to get them ready earlier on. For those that missed that segment, bring everyone up to speed with this model really is being what's being showcased here with the model.
Absolutely. One of the things I love about our school district is that we are focused on innovation. And innovation doesn't just mean employing technology, but it also means doing things creatively and differently. And so we have a early childhood mobile bus where we take the bus with all the learning materials into the neighborhoods to work with children in their early years, birth to five. We involve our students who are in our teacher cadet program, as well as our intro to teaching program at Floyd D. Johnson Technology Center, are able to get their service hours by working in their own community on our bus that was built and designed by our students. I just think that
I love that
the work that's being done with our parenting partnerships is critical because, you know, people tend to assume that everyone is instinctually, you know, knows how to be a parent. And that's not the case. Parents need love, too.
Yes.
All I can think about and hear is the wheels on the bus go round and round. And here it comes into your neighborhood. How exciting that must be.
It is really like a classroom at school on wheels. It is pretty impressive, for sure. And to your point, yes, it would be very helpful if when the baby came into the world, they came with a set of instructions. Yeah. It's not happened.
It'd be great if your bus came right up to the hospital and said, hop on, let's get going.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe that's the next thing on the to-do list there in the York School District. Dr. LaToya Dixon is with the York School District. We're just going over some headlines from York schools. Here's another one, which I know what I've learned about York schools over the last couple of years. You want your students, you want to prepare your students for the real world, right? Mm-hmm. And for some folks, they excel in academics. And for others, they make good grades, but you want to produce good human beings. And this is an unbelievable example. So on social media, you shared the story of the true meaning of what it means to be connected as one. That's the motto there in the York School District. Students have been collecting donations in support of a school district staff member whose home was significantly damaged from the impacts of Hurricane Helene. So first of all, that's just great that the students are like, hey, we want to do something. But what's even more impressive is about this individual staff member and kind of tell us about their story.
I'm sure we all remember the morning of Hurricane Helene raining substantially. And when we decided that we needed to close school, we asked our food service staff to please prepare meals so that our parents and families could pick up meals even with school being closed. That morning, members of cabinet, myself, Ms. Amy Hagner, who's assistant superintendent for finance, along with our superintendent, Kelly Cox, we were visiting schools and assisting. And Kelly was, Ms. Cox was helping prep meals with a staff member who shared that her home had been significantly damaged in the storm. However, 6 o'clock a.m. that morning, she was in a school preparing meals for our children. And it was in that moment that Ms. Cox said, you know, this is what it means to be connected as one. And we're going to return the blessing. And so when we met with our student advisory group, they were very interested in doing a service project to help support her, as well as members of our district office staff. So I'm just proud to work in a place where we don't actually where we don't just say things that we don't mean. We actually mean it. And we actually do the things and live out the things that we say we believe.
You walk the walk, that's for sure. That story right there, it gave me goosebumps, certainly so many. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a part of your team, but that right there shows the culture of York School Districts and incredible, especially knowing she's a longtime employee.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Fantastic.
It's great. Well, we want to remind everyone it is the week of Thanksgiving, and we're certainly thankful for all of our teachers and administrators and our families, but they're going to get a much needed break after today. So let's remind our families in the York School District what it looks like after today when the bell, final bell rings.
Well, you can enjoy 3 beautiful days at home. Resting and relaxing, at least that's what I intend to do. Yes. I'm going to make an attempt to eat too much and then try and get back on track the following week.
That's all you need to do.
Good for you, Dr. Dixon.
So schools close Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday within the York School District.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. That's some of the updates coming from the York schools. As always, Dr. Dixon, thank you so much. And here's to a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Friend. It is.